Christy does the cooking in our house. That is not a disputed fact. However, when the moons are in alignment and the timing is just right, it becomes my night to cook. But my culinary repertoire is limited. I am a master at the gourmet dish of butter of peanuts and jelly on a well-toasted bread. I can also grill hamburgers and know how to season a steak, but that's about as far as it goes, and even the seasoning on the steak is a little sketchy. I oftentimes just open up spice bottles and then rub in the ingredients. Sometimes it's a successful combination, other times, not so much. And it's that very reason that Christy is the main chef at the Johnson home. She understands how different ingredients work together. She knows about Asian spices and Mexican spices and all sorts of others and how they affect the different cuts of meat. She knows what combinations of foods would go well together and produce a great taste. She's watched all sorts of cooking shows. She loves to taste great food and find out how it was cooked and what seasonings were used. I even once bought her a cookbook for Mother's Day, thinking that I was towing a very dangerous line. But come to find out, it was one of her favorite gifts. She loves to read cookbooks. How strange is that? But because of her study, observation, and application of what she has learned, she is the chef, and she enjoys it, and I'm a lucky man. If she goes away for several days, and if she has not pre-prepared meals for us, it goes into survival mode at the Johnson home. We won't last long because I'm not adept enough to feed us healthy foods. But Christy, she can not just survive, but thrive because she's learned how to do it. When Christy cooks, I get fed. When you come here to Day by Day or go to church, you hear God's word and you get fed spiritually. But if, as Christy cooks, she explains the ins and outs of the recipe and why this spice works well and this pan is needed and this temperature is best, then not only do I eat, but I also start learning how to feed myself. Did you know that's what we're trying to do here today? One of the purposes of producing this show is not just so you can hear the word of God spoken to you, but also so you can learn to feed yourself the Word of God in a biblical way and nourish your soul. We simply want to take a text of Scripture, learn and explain what it means in its original cultural setting and context, and then seek to apply it to our lives. We let the Word of God drive the message, not my ideas or thoughts or experiences. God's Word charts the course, and then we walk it down in trusting, joyful obedience. So continue to walk with us day by day as we open up God's Word. When you pray today, please remember Charles and Mona Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. Also, remember the Russian Life Word broadcast heard in Russia.